Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful show of sample healings and information about the Lightship. So if you're interested in calling in, we'd love to hear from you. We just got through with our marathon weekend here, 4-hour Saturday Ascension call with healing, and an 8-hour call on Sunday. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. So Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much for this wonderful weekend that we just went through. We first had the Saturday call that you do every month, Ron, which is the Ascension Preparation Call. That is a 4-hour Ascension Preparation Call that is done monthly. So we just did that, and then on Sunday we have the 8-hour Body Organ Rejuvenation Call. And I know that's coming up 2 more Sundays, Ron, if we have any newcomers that want to come on those and be on them on the, I think it's the 30th, and also next Sunday, which should be the 23rd. So how would they go about it if they want to come on those calls?
Yeah, just contact me, and I may do a little price adjustment there. Normally it's $200 for the 4 particular events that we'd have on the weekend, so we have 2 left. So just connect with me, and we can set you up if you're interested in pursuing healing. These calls, we took out shadow bodies, I worked with our body organs, so this is called the physical body organ rejuvenation. And boy, what a difference it made for a lot of people. Just incredible getting these extraterrestrial life forms, energetic energies, cordings, things that live within us that are invisible out of us. So it was quite something. I just can't explain how wonderful it was. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Yeah, and you know, I felt a lot of that what you did yesterday too, and it always amazes me how much we do have, even though we keep working on ourselves, and you know, there's more to come out and there's more to be healed, and I see it really as the best opportunity to have the light beings work on us and actually be available to do that for 8 hours and during the week too, when we are in between those calls.
Yep, everybody's up on the Lightship who was on the calls on Saturday and Sunday, they're still working with you in the quarantine room. So a lot of people might feel changes in their bodies, may go through a slight up and down maybe as these things are being released. It's just wonderful to really find out how much we're not present and how we're actually taken over by these alien influences. You never really understand it until you're on a few of these calls, to really fully comprehend that you are not alone, you know, and that these things are with us, living in us, causing our physical body to die. And the physical bodies are so grateful to get these out of us. It's just incredible. I think we have a caller possibly.
Yes.
There.
Yeah, hello. Who's
yes,
there?
Larry here. I have a question, Ron.
Yeah, Larry.
Can you hear me? Okay, hi, Ron. Yes, Ron, I had a question. My question is, do the ETs create these maggots and worms and jellyfish that they put inside of us in their laboratories, and by genetic creative manipulation, is that what they're doing? They create these artificially in their laboratories?
Yes, and they also brought a lot of these things to this planet. So we have the astral physical life form here living along with the energetic life form of these things too. So it's quite interesting to actually, you know, see them. I know they talk about the octopus as being one of the greatest disguised, you know, shapeshifter type of energies that's on the bottom of the ocean, that they can, you know, clone themselves and look just like anything that they won't wish to on the bottom of the ocean. So there's quite an intelligence there to hide and not to be discovered. So that's quite something.
So they put
yes.
this intelligence in them to control us and manipulate us with a disguise so that we don't know what we're doing half the time. We think it's us instead of them.
Yeah, and they can also come to guidance. thing come through inside of your head, thinking that you're talking to Archangel Michael or something in your head, and they can be actually communicating with their extraterrestrial self being connected inside of you, and you're thinking that you're getting this spiritual guidance in your head. And that's very disconcerting.
Do they put codes inside of us also?
Did they put what again?
Codes. Codes, C-O-D-E-S, codes inside of us.
Yeah, that would be under what I'd call implants also, yes, uh-huh. And they can be time
okay.
after. And they can be brought forth from past genetics. You know, you can have something recycling in you from one of your ancestors, naturally, that maybe goes off at the age of 40. So every lifetime that the body lives in its ancestral makeup, maybe at the age of 40, this thing gets activated. And, you know, you can kind of look at that maybe in your own life. You know, we can't go back, you know, 50,000 years, naturally. You can go back maybe a couple of generations, typically. And so you wonder why maybe your parents maybe had a heart condition and, you know, their parents had a car condition. And they're actually fine until a certain age yet. And you go, wow, why did this happen at this given age? And now I have it. You know, I talk with people off and on, and they'll say, you know, my grandparents died at maybe age of 55, and one of my parents died at 55, and I'm approaching 55, and I'm really worried about this here. Well, that could be one of these time imprinted implants, or maybe one of these extraterrestrial energies like the octopus or something gets activated, and all of a sudden it squeezes your heart at the age of 40 because it now got awakened. And it's causing you physical harm. So these things are all inside of us. People just don't understand that. You know, imagine if we, you know, went back before the microscope was invented, people would not understand what was in us, like in our blood and stuff and viruses, because we would not be able to see them. Well, this is the same process. It's just these are invisible. And that's kind of what we're facing here. And a lot of people, after these healings, they feel so much younger and more vibrant and have a lot more energy, because all of a sudden these things are released. And, you know, normally your conscious mind looking at it, you'd say, oh, no, this could never happen to me. You know, I don't believe in this stuff. And all of a sudden you start feeling better and you go, wow, maybe there's something to this here, you know. So that's what I found with most people. Most people are skeptical because they're using their mind, which is the darkness controlling them. And it's never going to, you know, say, oh, we did this to you. You better get these healings done. It's going to say, oh, no. You don't have any of this stuff here. You know, you have to, you know, just kind of, you know, think Ron is crazy and everything else, and don't go to the website. And they may even give you some kind of scare tactics about alien attacks or something. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you get turned off and turned against what's happening here of the light, which is what they want to do anyway. And they create your self-fulfilling prophecies. And this is why the light only works.
Well, I know a son who told his mother that she gave him away at 12 years old. And then she took him back again at 14. She abandoned him, and it wasn't true. It was an entity, I believe, inside of him that was telling him that. And the mother said it never happened. It was the entity that was disillusioning him.
Wow.
So yeah. I know they can be influenced greatly by an entity, and them reshaping your life and into what it wasn't, and to make you think it was.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yep.
So very, very interesting to understand human nature at last when you understand the entity connection and their influence through the people with one another to resolve difficult misunderstandings with people.
Yep.
With
you,
the entity connection.
Yep, that's true.
So
when you start realizing about entities, understanding what they are,
yep.
Then you really understand human nature here about people and why they respond and behave the way they do and why they're happy mm-hmm. one minute and sad the next. And, you know, people can turn around on a dime and, you know, maybe even go against you or become argumentative or whatever else. And then all of a sudden, an hour later, they're very nice and cheerful. And you go, what happened to this person? Or why did I go through this emotional roller coaster ride? Well, it's because that person had entities. And the entities are running their life during that time. And, you know, on these calls, you get rid of the ones that are invisible, the ones that are extraterrestrial. And they're even much, much worse than the emotional bodies of people.
Mm-hmm. So there's the alive entities in the people, the shapeshifters, and the ones that are artificially assimilated, the soulless entities that are in them. There's two different types in the people, basically, then.
Oh, yes, and there's probably much more than the physical entities that are actually, you know, going around on the earth plane that, you know, are ghosts. Mm-hmm. There's so many more, because I don't think that the extraterrestrial energies actually appear to us as a ghost life form. Only the ones that have lived here have, you know, in bodies before. So these things are not even discovered.
Well, is it possible that a man and a woman could fall in love, and then the woman says, I love this man, and then later on, his shapeshifter leaves, and she says, well, I'm not in love with him anymore.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And remember, you can be drawn to people because one shapeshifter wants to maybe breed with another shapeshifter, okay? And so all of a sudden, you think that you're in love with somebody, and you have a one-night stand or a romantic relationship or whatever, and it's actually the entities and maybe the extraterrestrial life forms using your body, and you think it's all okay because, you know, the person's saying some nice words to you, and then you get caught in the emotions of love or maybe even lust, and then from there, you're on this roller coaster ride, and then the entity leaves, you know. Maybe they wanted to use your bodies to have specimens up on some extraterrestrial spaceship. And so you had your entity in you, and the other person had theirs. Maybe they're two different ET races, and they want to do a hybrid. So all of a sudden the woman is carrying children, or maybe fetuses, and they normally get taken at 1.5 months. So this stuff is nothing to be, frowned upon and talked about lightly, because these things do exist. This is what we're taking out of people. So it's this is why people feel like they have more energy and they're able to hold more of their spirit energy, because your spirit will not come into these dark energies. You know, it can't just say, I'm going to overlay over you or sleep on top of you or ride on top of you as the darkness is there, because your spirit only knows light. It's going to not hang out with darkness.
So basically, when the female entity leaves a man, or a male entity leaves a woman, they feel they're straight, they're not gay, because it was some entity in them confusing their gender. Isn't that true with gender dysphoria?
Yeah, that could also be true, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't get
that's
into
very
that.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is a really
knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, if psychology hasn't caught up with the entity part, if they focus on the entities, they could be aware and really legitimately solve the problems. But if they're not focused on the entities, they're focused on words, and words don't seem to solve the problems that well sometimes.
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh. Because the entities that are earth-based...
So could you please give us a healing, Ron, maybe to get rid of these critters, maybe the shoulder area? Would that be okay, or would you think the mind would be better for us?
Oh, let's do a mental clearing here, and then we'll do we'll work on that. So yeah, the main thing is that when entities come in to anybody... You are living their lifestyle. So, you know, as you mentioned about maybe gays and lesbians or whatever, I don't get on that topic that often, but yeah, that's a very definite possibility, is that, these things are hanging out with you and you can't get rid of them. You may like the same-sex partners, but that's something else entirely different. You know, I don't get into that too much, but it's very possible. Because these entities will come into you. It's like an addiction. So if we look at any kind of thing that's happening to people as an addiction, then entities come in and reinforce that addiction. Doesn't matter if it's, dealing with sexual, behavior or drinking or smoking or jogging or race car driving or they're wanting to do martial arts or wanting to, go out and do boxing to, numb your brain out or whatever you're doing. Whenever there's a really high compulsion for that, you are bringing in entities into your body, and these entities are running your life. And it's very hard to stop till they get released. And most people say that, why am I doing this, And your spirit maybe becomes conscious maybe 10 minutes out of the day, and then from there they're unconscious, and they're leaving a lifestyle that they really don't wish to leave. And they say, I just can't get rid of this habit that I have. And that's because entities are with you. You can never get healed. And I'll say that again. You can never get healed if you don't have entities released out of you. It's impossible. possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the whole process. And everybody's has stuff. And your stuff is probably caused by entities. It's not your fault. Just that you have to clean out the entities. And you want to keep your body, you know, sacred. This is why we're doing these eight-hour, you know, long calls, to help people out to get rid of the extraterrestrial ones that are more detrimental to physical well-being and preventing your spirit to be with you than the actual physical ones that are earth-based. So let's do a healing on the mental body. So here we go. We'll go back. We'll go 5 days here. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body. So again, you want to just maybe ask during this healing to have pain released from you in a certain location. Remember, the light will never come to you without your asking for a healing, because they're not going to interfere with your free will. They'll ask your spirit if you want to have that, but typically they want you to ask, okay? Because if they were to heal you from something that you have, then you may not want to be healed from that. Maybe you like having pain. And so for having pain, you like that, and maybe the pain motivates you. And so if they took the pain away, then maybe you won't be motivated any longer. And then they're going against their basic law of free will, free choice. Then they're interfering with your life. So here we go, a pain release. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And that's the teachings of Jesus, basically. You know, lock on the door will be opened, you know. So you have to connect with the energy. You have to do that knocking. You have to enter into the realm of spirit in order to ask for assistance. And that's in your heart center. If you go inside of your head, then you ask from the darkness to heal you. And then you get stuck. And then you get more entangled. Then you're putting the bullseye on you with a t-shirt. Remember, when you pray to something outside of yourself, you pray to a God outside of yourself, then you become prey to what you're praying to. Then you're just sitting there as a complete victim, and you're waving the flag saying, I need help, and the dark side will definitely come and help you and tie you up even worse, because they know that you lost your spiritual connection because you're not going inside. So they're going to connect with you even more so than you would be if you didn't ask for help or pray outside of yourself to a God at the churches that they created, extraterrestrial energies. Just watch the movie, you know, They Live. That's one of them. You can watch The Mist, and you can also watch the movie 10,000 BC. Those are three real good movies. And also look at the older movies and look for the popcorn type of clouds that we used to have. They're out there. Now we have flat bottom clouds. And the flat bottom clouds are the alien spaceships that are cloaked behind them. Somehow the cloud forms around them. So they're all over the place now. So back to you, Annika. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
It's really good points that you bring up there about understanding human behavior and how, by understanding it more, like so many of us keep coming back every week and listening to you, Ron, you'd think we would understand so much now that we don't want to come back, but that's not the case.
I'll do a clearing here. I'll do the chakra one.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, a lady came to me, oh, geez, looking back, probably about 12 years ago. And she says, Ron, and this lady's probably, I'm guessing, about maybe middle 20s. And she says, Ron, I have this problem. She goes, I see men and I have to hop into bed with them all the time, and I don't know what's happening. She goes, I'm not a prostitute, but somehow I'm compelled to do this. And she thinks that she has to give her love away, whatever, to feel happy, and she thinks that love is sex, okay? So I says, well, let me look at you. And she goes, okay. So I looked at her and I go, well, you have your two chakras reversed. You have your heart and your second chakra reversed. So what you're doing is you're thinking that by giving, sexual favors, that this is love going to a man. I said, it's not. I said, the two chakras are reversed. So I'm going to do this for people right now. And you should feel a shift. And this happens a lot to people. Now, this is another problem that we have. And this could be, under the heading of addictions, too. And we let me just finish the healing. I heard a caller come on, so we'll be with you in about 3 minutes. So here we go. I'm going to take your heart chakra and take the energy that's from your heart, love energy, using that terminology, and that energy that from the heart that went into your second chakra, which is your creativity, sexuality, we're going to take that out of there. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now your heart energy is self-contained in your heart. And now we're going to take your second chakra energy from the that's stuck in the heart now, move it back down to the second chakra. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you might feel a change in your body. You may not, but this will help you out immensely. And now we have people who like to command the audience, okay? They have a gift to gab. They want to use controlling issues on people, et cetera. So we're going to take those people, and we'll just say that they're using their power, which is their third chakra, and they're running that into the fifth, and these are reversed, okay? So we're going to take the energy from the fifth chakra that should be in the power chakra and moving it back down. So here we go to the third. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. And now we're going to take the energy from the fifth that's stuck in the third and bring that up to your fifth chakra. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. So this should help out a lot of people. I'm trying to think what else we could do here. Let's see here. I'm trying to think what first chakra would be, how that would relate to. Well, we could probably do first chakra to third. So let's try that. So here we go. People will have their power, and they use it to...
Can I call Rick?
Yeah. We'll be right there. So power chakra, going down to the first, take the energy from the first out of the power. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And moving up, energy from the power chakra, the power chakra that's first into the third. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Got my arrows on my piece of paper here. Okay, just see how that feels for everybody. So we have a caller, so who's online?
Hi, Ron. I said, sorry, I didn't know it was live. I said something to somebody else in the room. But what
okay.
I wanted to do was let people know how effective the online healing is, where you go in and you choose the healing from the menu. As you advised me, I brought my family over from England, and while they were in the air, we did the clearing on them of all extraterrestrials and all human dark side practitioners, et cetera, so that when they got here, they'd be nice and shiny clean. And I had a vision. I meant to tell you this. I forgot that while they were in the air, it was like I could see the plane, and then just like the wake behind a boat, you know how it spreads out, like behind a jet ski or something,
spreads out
the wake. Well, that wake was just full of like a whole circus full of entities. I mean, you know, little skinny ones, fat ones, tall ones, squirrely ones, curly ones. Just that, and there was like the plane had this wake of these things just being ripped out of them. And there was like hundreds of them, and they were just flying behind the plane. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. That's what I saw.
That's
how
great.
Effective the online healings were.
So have you seen a change in their personalities or the way they behave or the way they look?
Things are calmer, yes.
Great.
Yes.
From England, who knows what they're going to be dealing with, you know?
Anyway,
I won't go into that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's a lot of David Icke stuff, so here we go. Thank you, Ed, for calling.
Sure.
Okay, so Annika.
Yeah, so thank you for that, Ed. It's interesting when we see visions of other people that we're clearing around us. It just reminded me of some weeks ago, maybe it was just 1 week, we were talking about the smell that comes off the death barcode clearing. And I have been clearing 4 people here, and I had no idea that that's what it was. And it's kind of funny now, but I remembered when I was doing all this, I kept trying to, you know, wash and have showers 3 times a day, and I couldn't figure out what it was that was smelling. And I you know, I was wearing 2 deodorants, one, you know, underneath my clothes and one on top of my clothes.
Okay.
It's just funny to me that I just did not put that together with that when death leaves us, it has a bit of a scent to it.
Yeah.
And that was so interesting. So thank you all for who was sharing that. Also, on the topic that we were just talking about the ET clearings online, and thank you so much for bringing that up, Ed, because that is so, so important for me to do with my family. Chris was asking if there is any order to what would be most beneficial if we are working with that online healing.
Boy, as far as the alien ones, it's really hard to say. I would just start, from what I am told by most people, is they get into the site there on that page, and they just do them one at a time, and they find out which ones are more beneficial to them than others. And so that's kind of how I would perceive it. Just keep on getting on those calls, on the page, and start releasing these energies out of you. Because if you don't, if you miss one of them, it might be the very important one that you want to get rid of. And the problem could be that the entity may not want you to have that one released. You know, maybe you're working with some kind of extraterrestrial life form that definitely, you know, does not want to get out of you. So it's going to say, oh, just skip over me, you know, because this is going to be talking to you. Remember, these things are shapeshifters. And all of a sudden, you know, you do a clearing that seems very remote to you, that, oh, this couldn't be. How could I have these names here? And all of a sudden, it gets out of you, and you go, wow, what a difference that made. So, you know, always go in there and check it out.
And if you put
might cause a problem, and you may not even understand, you know, who and what they are. It makes no difference. Just get on there and just start clearing.
And when
we should
you
be having... some more online shortly, I think, here. So you may want to check out the alien races again, and we'll be having some more listed there shortly here. So it'll be very interesting to experience that. I think we have maybe like 15 more that'll be added shortly here. So anyway, if you have been on it again, you know, or on the site there with the alien attack ones, go to the alien races and check that out shortly. And probably within a day or so, I think it'll be up, and we'll have more energies there listed. And I believe they're going to be underneath the original one, so you won't have to, you know, look at all of them. But we'll find out if it'll work properly that way or not. But who knows? You know, these are names that people have come up with through different you know, websites and people talking about aliens and maybe people channeling these different beings. So this is what it's all about, is to get these things off of you. So for me, you know, there really is no good alien. You know, if there was one, you know, where are they? They're not stopping the wars here and everything that the planet has had here. All they do is bring us torture and heartache. So, here's a caller, someone else online.
Oh, hi, I'm Kim. I'm from Alameda, California. I'm a writer, and I used to write a lot of stuff on aliens, spirituality, and all that kind of stuff, and I used to be really, really afraid of the whole alien thing. I'm in my 50s now, and I've noticed that as I've been getting older, I am not so, you know, I'm not so much of afraid. And I kind of wondered, are there any specific, just looking at myself, aliens or beings that you think that I would be running into or that I kind of might have had to deal with?
Well, everybody has them. Okay, everybody has them at least, you know, a couple times a year, okay?
Right.
So right away, you know, that's true. Now, also, they could be actually fighting over your body, too, so you may have a lot of experiences. But basically, yes, you know, everybody has this. So, you know, you're not alone, you know, and just get on the side and clear them. You're going to feel the energy lift off of you.
Well, you know, I did talk to you once, and you said about the death codes, and it was, I don't want to stay and do it for 12 hours. You said I had 6. I'm like, is there like a, that just seems like, oh, my God, that is so much time and so much energy spent on this. You know, surely they say there's no space and no time in spirit. Is there like a shortcut to that? I just can't envision myself doing this for 12 hours plus paying about $900 and something dollars.
$900 is $150 to do.
Well, I thought my friend was reading it while we were looking at the site. I thought it was like $150 for each 2 hours.
No, you're probably at an hour for them. It's $150 for as many that you have.
Oh, you're saying the whole thing is just $150?
Yeah, and you also get another clearing that's free. So basically, you're paying $75 for your alien death barcode, for the physical body,
okay.
and then it's basically $75, $150 total, and then you can do your emotional stress barcode.
Oh, so because she was reading it to me, and she was saying basically that because I had 6 death barcodes, I would have to be paying $150 for each one of those, but it's the whole thing.
Let me ask you a question. Even if it was $150, isn't that worth to get one barcode off of you?
I think $150 is not a bad price.
Yeah. Let's just say $500 individual barcode.
Is it $150 for each one of those, or is it just one flat price?
That's one flat price, but even if I charge $500 per barcode, man, that is cheap. And if you had six, even if it was that much money, isn't your life worth that?
Well, of course it is, but
is only 12 hours of time not worth it to you to have this benefit of healing?
I've never sat someplace for 12 hours doing that.
But your life depends on it. Isn't your life worth 12 hours?
But, okay, just think of it this way. We've been on the planet forever. Aliens have been going between us and back and forth for the longest. When we're still existing, we're still surviving. So if I don't get rid of it at this time, I'm still going to be a spirit in a body having this experience. I mean, I think I'd be better off, hopefully, doing this, but I don't know.
Well, that's your choice.
I don't know until I've actually had this experience. I can tell you that when I've sat down and listened to your meditations, I have felt better right after it's over with.
I don't do any meditations.
Well, not your meditation, with your healing, excuse me.
Yes, I don't believe in meditations, only because people go out of their body. I'm out of your body.
But I've enjoyed it. I've woken up feeling better from that experience, from listening to you do the clearings.
Yes, That's because the light is healing you. And, you know, the bodies here are so compromised, more than you would even understand or realize, more than your mind could even, consider. This is why this amount of healing that you're having, if you wish to do that, the light never promotes itself, and this is an opportunity for you to step up to help your body. Remember, your mind is one thing, your body is another. And so your body would love to have entities taken out of it and alien life forms. You know, and also go on the website and spend $30 for the month and get on there and go onto the alien page there and take these things out of you.
Can I do that to start and try it out? Like you just said, just put in $30 and just...
Yep.
See what happens that way before I do something else?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's fine. It's $30 for the month for unlimited usage to get these things cleared out of you. But this is why we're doing this special 8-hour call on Sundays to get a lot more work done with people.
Have people who come in and just done the page of $30, what have they said usually, that it really makes that big of a difference for the month? Do they really feel that big of a difference in themselves?
That's what I hear from people, and I know that it works, but I can't tell you how it's going to affect you, okay?
Because
Tim, it's so good
different.
To do. I just wanted to intersect that. It has been so important for me, and the $30 you spend during that month, you actually can get on as much as you want. So,
really? Well, I will try that, and I'll report back and say how I felt from doing it, because I'm very much interested in healing my body, and I think we all are, but we're unsure about what we do next, what are the best steps for us, because there's so much out there.
You have to go to your heart and ask your spirit what to do next, and there is so much out there, and most of us out there is darkness. Practitioners using darkness energies.
I'm just curious, why do you think there's just as much light on this earth as there is dark?
I would say that there's probably more darkness here because people go to dark side practitioners, people have attunements, people pray in churches, people bring in, like the last time, a few weeks ago, the planetary grid healing, fire the grid. That brought in all types of aliens, which set people back on the ascension. So, yes, the people's minds are being controlled, and they're bringing in more dark forces here. So your question is...
I'm going to go on your site, but I've also been curious about the grids. As a person who has not really worked with grids, do you...
The first thing is, it doesn't matter. You don't want to bring anything to this planet that you know nothing about. Okay? And when you open yourself up to an alien energy, which is anything outside of yourself, okay, that's extraterrestrial, then you're separating yourself from your own divinity. And people need to understand that fully. Most people think because they go to church, they're praying to some god, which they are. They are praying to a extraterrestrial alien race god energy. And when they do that, then they're victims. And this is what the aliens put in place. So instead of having an alien out there talking to you at the, on the pulpit, you know, you have a person who's physical who's also channeling this dark energy to everybody. Remember,
well, then
you have to go
how do people know
what's that?
It's like if I'm in prayer, sitting down in prayer, and I'm hoping that I'm connecting with spirit, divine spirit, but how do I know?
Well, the very key thing that I talk about continuously is going to your heart center. And you don't have
go
to
right to my heart, and that is that looking at my heart. Is that actually going to the inside
not looking at
within
your heart.
Me?
No, you have to go into your heart.
Into
you
my heart.
Heart, and then you're not separated from the light. Anything else that you do, then you're separated from the light consciousness, and then you're in darkness. There's only two ways. You have mind energy, and you have the heart energy. And when you're not in your heart, then you're in mind. It's very, very simple. And most people on this planet live in mind energy. And when you live in mind energy, then you're being controlled by the aliens because they brought the mind energy here.
Have you done a heart a prayer or whatever recently that's showing people how to do that?
Well, I don't do any prayers at all. People say, Ron, can you join our prayer circle? I go, no way. Okay, I'll drop you into your heart center. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I would be interested in that.
Okay. So here we go. This is first for everybody online, too. So this I do almost on all the shows here, so you can go in the archives and hear it again. This you should be doing yourself, okay?
Okay.
Very simple. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness, if you would, the thoughts inside of your head, whatever that means to you, okay? And the first floor is your heart center where your spirit resides. This is where the light is. It's nowhere else in you but in your heart center. So we're going to drop down. Think of an elevator, I'll go down, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll do it one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you should feel like your thoughts are coming out of your chest cavity. So think a thought, and that's where it should be. If it's in your head, you want to do this more often here, or just keep counting until you make that, enforce that mental body, awakening consciousness to go into your heart center. So how do you feel, Kim? Feel like you're out of time now?
It feels really nice, but I have a little bit of pain in my heart. And is that normal when people go to their heart center for the first time in a while?
No, that's not normal. You probably have issues there with your heart energy. And typically, when you're in there, you should be in neutral space. You may want to drop down some more. You may not be completely in your heart. And maybe the energies that we have in life here as far as betrayals of other people and heartache, et cetera, is probably what you're sampling. So typically when you drop into your heart, all that goes away. Because you're not in time. See, everything that you're dealing with, as far as, if you want to use the word learning lessons here, which I don't use that often, but people like to use that word, life experiences, all that is mind energy.
Okay.
And so what happens is when you use mind energy, then you have heartache. When you get into, and that heartache comes when you're in time. When you're out of time, that all disappears completely. And that's when you're in your heart, when you're out of time. So you may not be completely out of time yet, but you are close to it.
Well,
so
it feels better. After you talked to me for a couple of minutes, now that pain went away.
Okay. Because your spirit probably became, probably allowed more of itself to integrate with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to your site and kind of look through all of this stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, and just don't use your mind because your mind may turn you off and may not want to have a healing because you're dealing with aliens, okay? And they don't want you to get well.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Go to your heart, and then you're going to find that it all works and flows very nicely. So when you start analyzing it, then you're in your head, and the analyzing, the aliens will come into you with implants, et cetera, and have you run the other direction.
Got it.
That happens to most people.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye. So back to you, Kim. I mean, Annika.
Okay. So thank you so much, Kim, for calling. And I wanted to acknowledge you for everything that you bring up because it's very, very common. And we've all been there more or less. I shouldn't say we've all, but personally, just speaking for myself, when I first started listening to you, Ron, I was mentally not able to totally come to the information, but there was something in me that kept wanting to come back and hear more, and there was something that kept saying inside me, yes, I know this doesn't make sense mentally, but I got to hear this, and I got to hear it out, and I did.
I think we got a beep.
Yes. So just wanted to say that, not to give up, Kim. Okay, who's there?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Pat. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Pat.
Hard to hear you. Ron, when you did that heart exercise just now, it reminded me a few weeks ago, you mentioned two that were really important. One was dropping down into the heart, and I don't remember the second one that you recommend to do.
It might be the life force energy. We can do that here. If not, there could be three things, but let's do the life force energy. This is very simple. All you do is say the words, I now increase my life force energy. And this will work for anybody. So if you get somebody who's a Bible thumper who goes to church every night of the week, this will work for them and they'll feel better. This brings more of their spirit into their body. So it works for all denominations of religions. So here we go. And also people who don't go to church. Here we go. Put your hands, palm chakras facing each other, and kind of move them in slowly in front of your body. And you're going to find at some point, it could be 3 inches to 6 inches, you're going to feel like you're starting to compress a ball of energy, like you're compressing a spring. And then move your hands apart, and then what you want to do is say the affirmation, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And not necessarily an affirmation, but that's the only way we can describe it here. And each time you say it out loud, you want to move your hands apart, say it out loud, apart, say it out loud. You're going to find that they're further apart each time you say it. And this will bring more of your spirit into your body. So here we go. Let's try this for everybody. So first, sample your energy. And once you see where it is, don't keep fluffing your hands back and forth, you know, like a fan. That's not what this exercise is about, because that way you're building energy. You don't want to build energy out of your body. You want to bring in your life force energy. And so this, it's a completely different thing. So here we go. Just bring your hands in, feel the energy, and stop them. And we'll say the affirmation now. I now increase my life force energy. Say it out loud. I'll do it again. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands apart, maybe 6 inches to a foot, and bring them in slowly. And you're going to find that all of a sudden, wow, it built up. Say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Hands apart, 6 inches to a foot more, Bring them in slowly till you can feel that energy presence between the palm of your hands. Say it again. I now increase my life force energy apart and in. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. Let's do it 10 times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And last time, I now increase my life force energy. Now, if you want to have more healing, say this about 100 times, and you're going to find yourself bringing more of your spirit into your body. It will come into where it can, and it'll start to release energy blockages. If you want to do it 1,000 times, that's great. You're going to be floating, and you're going to feel very light. And so this is a good way to do some self-healing to get more of your spirit with you. But mainly about 10 times for most people is fine. When I do this with a group of people, we'll say if I have maybe 10 to 100 people in front of me and I do this here in a room, the room gets very hot instantly. So anyway, this is a good exercise for you. Do this with your hands out loud for probably a week. Do it maybe 3-4 times a day. Remember, this is dedication on your part. The light never twists your arm. So if you did it, you know, maybe 30 to 40 times in a week here, then you won't have to move your hands. You could just say it and whisper it to yourself, and all of a sudden your energy will be out all around you. Now, this is your life force energy from your spirit. And what you have is an auric field. This is not your auric field energy. Your auric field is what people attach to. So when you bring your spirit energy out and it goes past your auric field, then you're bringing in divine energy all around you, and you will not get corded as easily as you would be otherwise. Remember, you want to bring your auric field right to your body. You don't want to be floating around inside of a room. This is the way a lot of people who are psychics start off with reading people, is that they run their energy into someone else and kind of sample it. And they use their lower chakras. Very, very bad, because you bring back their stuff into you. This is why a lot of healers die young with all the illnesses that they have heal people from. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Pat, for calling in. And also, thank you.
How do you feel, Pat?
Can I ask you a question? It's so hard to hear you. Is it life force, F-O-R-C-E?
Yes, life force energy, yes.
Okay, and you said at some point you don't even need to raise your hands to do it?
Okay, after you train your body and you train your spirit to do this,
yes,
by doing it probably about 40 times, you know, let me rephrase that, 3 times a day, let's say for a week or more, okay?
Yes. So once okay, great. Thank you.
Many times, then you won't have to be doing it.
Okay, that was the one that I had heard. Thank you so much for telling me again.
And if you work in a workplace, have everybody do it with you, and you're going to find that your energies will not intermingle.
Okay, great.
If they want to get their energies up, you can always, you know, trick people, we'll say, into doing it, seeing that this is a great exercise to do. You feel better, you know, you won't feel as drained. And to do this here and have everybody just stand up and do it for 5 minutes, you're going to feel the whole workplace change around you.
Wow.
And the people would love it. If you do anything with religion or anything like that, this is why I said this works for everybody, because you're not using any kind of God language in there or religious things, connotations, just life force energy, you see? So you just act ignorant, you know, this is what it is, bringing up your life force energy. People understand that. You know, it's not going to push your buttons, and it'll bring more spirit into their body. Plus, they probably will get rid of entities, too. That way you can have a better way to communicate with people. And they may even smile a lot.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Pat. And I am a person who uses this all the time, and I can say that it actually really works, just to say it or using your hands after a while, and how the body knows how to react to this prompt to increase your life force energy. So just wanted to mention that. Karen has a question for a sample, Ron, from regret of motherhood or fatherhood clearing. Could you
say that? Okay, yeah, that's a good one. So what this kind of is for is, I put that on the site, I believe. Some people, as I was doing healings on them, they'll tell me, they say, Ron, you know, I really, you know, wish that I didn't have a family. You know, and this is normally women that I work with. They say, you know, I love my children. You know, I can't get rid of them, you know, basically, and I love them. You know, they give me so much. She says, but really, if I had to do over again, I would not have children because it takes a lot out of me. This is kind of what I hear from a lot of people. This might be that situation. I don't know, but this is why we have, I think, this clearing on the website. If not, it'll probably be on there shortly. Anyway, this is what we do is we clear away this energy. And it could also be for women who gave childbirth who had so much pain that they see their child now and they resent the child because of the pain they gave them. You know, that's another thing. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens here. You know, you open up a can of worms here, you know, and what happens to you in your life. You have to give up your whole life for the children. Maybe you plan to do a career, and all of a sudden now you can't. And it also, you know, works with men also. People, especially who are financially stressed, and now they have to provide for extra mouths in their family. So it kind of goes on and on. I don't want to sound too negative here about having children, but this is an issue that people bring to me, and they don't know what to do. So here we go. We're going to clear out. I'll go back 10 days here, and this will take away some of that, I guess the word would be regret. Is that what we want to clear away, Annika?
Yes, that's what I saw here, the regret of motherhood, fatherhood.
Yep, okay, so here we go. This is regret from having children. So no judgment here on for myself, on anybody. And, you know, if you feel like, you know, I'm doing something that's not proper, just kind of go with it here. So here we go. So 10 days ago cleared. This is for the women. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. Oh, man, 8 days is rough. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. And this is for the males, and this will also affect the females, too, and vice versa. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Wow, I'll do three again here. Wow, I'm yawning. Ugh. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I think what happens a lot with maybe older parents is they'll raise their children up with their particular morals that they believe in, and then maybe the child is, say, 13 to 16. They go out to a party. Somebody gives them some cocaine or something, and all of a sudden the kid gets entities in, and maybe they get entities from school, and all of a sudden the child is not who they raised, and they go, man, I've been a bad parent. What did I do wrong? Well, it's the fact that there's other influences happening. And, you know, the parents beat themselves up because their Sally or Johnny that they raised was so nice, and now, you know, it's like a monster. Or maybe they're a druggie. Maybe you're 60 years of age and you have to take care of, you know, your children's kids because, you know, the child that you had, that you loved initially, maybe got on drugs or alcohol, and now you as a, you know, grandparent becomes the parent of the children. There is a lot of animosity there. This clearing will help you with that. It'll get the judgment taken away. Remember, once you get entities in a body, that person is not who you thought they were. They are somebody else. So you have to release that energy and know that who you're talking to, who you're communicating with, is not the person that you raised. It's somebody else because you have entities in them, and entities are making them do whatever they're doing. So you go, how do I know that? Well, look at their eyes. You can look at somebody's eyes. If their eyes aren't bright and clear, then somebody else is in that body. If they're dulled over, you know, you can look in some of the movies on TVs and see some of the actors with glossed over eyes. You can also look at maybe in the post office, the people that have the photographs who have been incarcerated or they're looking for them, their eyes are glossed over too. Hello, that's a good clue for you. So, Annika, back to you. Our time is kind of going by. This has been a really fast show today.
Yes, I know. I don't know if you want to go into how it relates with the mother-father imprinting, clearing that you do too. I don't know if you feel up to that.
Yeah, I'll do that one real quick here. So this is the same thing, similar. This is how your parents would like you to live, because they want to live their life through you. So you go over to their house, maybe you're 25 years of age, trying to get on your feet, and all of a sudden your parents say, what are you doing this week? And you tell them, I'm doing this, that, and the other, and they go, oh, you should not do that, because they're trying to live their life and mold you into the mold of them, and you want to be your own person. So here we go. So this is your mother imprinting on you. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do your father imprinting. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, this also could be done for family members. It could be also be like cousins, your neighbors, the people that you work with, because they all want you to behave a certain way. And this is controlling you. So back to you, Annika. We should probably sign off here, it looks like. Our time is going by quickly. That's around overtime. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Thank you for the callers who called in. Our next program on BBS will be on Wednesday, and it will be at 7 o'clock, I believe, or 5 minutes before the hour. I think it's 7 o'clock, and that's on Station 1 also. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later.
Thank you.
Joe Berger, I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.